This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. A new California law would give employees the right to disconnect during non-working hours so that anyone tired of answering emails and calls from their boss after work may soon be protected by law from doing so. If the bill is passed, California would be the first state to create a right to disconnect for employees. Similar laws have already been enacted in 13 countries, including Australia, Argentina, Belgium, France, Italy, Mexico, Portugal, and Spain. The California bill would define the right to disconnect as the right for employees to ignore communications during non-working hours, except for an emergency or for scheduling. Both public and private employers would be required to create a workplace policy that gives employees the right to disconnect. The law also would require non-working hours to be established by a written agreement and would allow employees to file a complaint of a pattern of violation with the California Labor Commissioner, punishable by a fine. Lately, California has made other labor-friendly laws, including a law that requires most of the fast food workers in California to be paid at least $20 an hour, up from the state's previous $16 an hour. That bill, signed by Democratic California Governor Gavin Newsom, also establishes a fast food council that will develop standards, rules, and regulations for the fast food industry. A famous groundhog that usually gets attention just one day a year is in the headlines again. Punxsutawney Phil now has a new job, fatherhood. The world-renowned groundhog, whose primary gig is weather prognostication, is now a father for the first time in 138 years. Phil and Phyllis recently welcomed two baby groundhogs. The babies are currently with the pair in their burrow at the Punxsutawney Memorial Library, where they are being cared for and can be seen through a viewing window. For a groundhog full of surprises, this one has been like no other for Phil's handlers and the world. Groundhog Club Vice President Dan McGinley said, "It was just evident when they went in one day and there were two groundhogs. We went in the next day and there were four. Two parents with two little babies. This is all brand new to all of us. We're all very excited." McGinley is the man who announces Phil's proclamation, reading the scroll that determines the fate of winter every February 2nd, Groundhog Day. He also handles many of Phil's other appearances throughout the year. Unfortunately, though, the babies will not be heirs to the throne, as McGinley says. That is, they won't ever take over Phil's job on Groundhog Day when the time comes. There has only ever been one Punxsutawney Phil, McGinley said. The baby groundhogs are not here to replace the one and only prognosticator of all prognosticators. Groundhogs live up to 6 years in the wild, but the Punxsutawney Groundhog Club has previously stated Phil's longevity comes from taking a sip of the elixir of life every summer at the Groundhog Picnic. This secret recipe magically gives him 7 more years of life. The speed limit on I-90 in the Bozeman area, both east and westbound from mile markers 303 to 314, has been reduced to 65 miles an hour. The change is due to a Metropolitan Planning Organization urban boundary adjustment. Signage in the area has been changed to reflect the reduced speed limit of 65 miles an hour. Other Montana cities have recognized the positive effect of slowing interstate traffic, too. Butte, Billings, and Missoula also have lower speed limits on the interstate through city limits. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.